Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
hanging out at Flowery Branch inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. And today we get a chance to talk to our head football coach, Raheem Morse, find out where he's at, get an update on some of these injuries, and Mike start to turn the page towards Carolina. We're also going to have a chance to talk to Jake Matthews, our veteran offensive lineman, left tackle. He's going to stop by the show a little bit later on. And look, the offensive line looked great. For those who got a chance to watch our pre-show meeting on Twitch and YouTube and all the places it is around 11:15, we talked a little bit about this earlier today. And Mike, the thing is, you want this O-line to mesh,
right?
And it needed to happen fairly quickly once you threw Elijah Wilkinson in there and you were like, okay, we're going to go with him, that decision being made. The good news is, at least coming from Chris Lindstrom, yesterday he was saying, or Monday, that he feels like their communication was a lot better in this last game.
Right, and certainly, you know, look, the Bucs had something to say about it. We know that Minnesota, like in a hostile environment, aside from struggling getting the plays in, I think just a couple of false starts, we got the job done, man. I mean, that's the thing, and we were talking to Dave Archer off the air. You heard our conversation with him on the air yesterday about, you know, play action, and Zach Robinson was asking questions about that and continuing to use the pistol. We'll talk about what he had to say. But all we need now is just to turn the red zone into the scoring zone. I mean, the red zone's got to be touchdowns. We cannot be limping out of there with field goals. So hopefully that is something that comes around. But as Day-Day, our producer, pointed out yesterday, they put a lot of money into that defense in the offseason. Carolina, we're used to Derek Brown, but there's other dudes. So it's the Panthers, Derek Brown, and a defense of renown, although they are 0-2.
They are 0-2. And starting 0-3, guys, it's almost a death sentence in the NFL. It is extremely hard when you start talking about winning a division or, for that matter, even attempting to make the playoffs. So we can really dampen their season by winning on Sunday. Michael Penix did speak to the media today, as a matter of fact. And, Mike, he had a few things to say. I think one of the funniest things that Falcon fans got a kick out of, and look, you got to give the guy a break. Parker Romo literally showed up last week and didn't know a lot of guys, right? And then after the game, you know, he's live on TV and he's like, hey, why don't you meet Flo? And he's like, who's that? But Michael Penix was asked about that. And Big O, I want to just play this because I think this brings some levity to the whole situation. It is serious because you need a field goal kicker to make his kicks. We didn't know which way that was going to go. The kid went 5-for-5 last week. But Michael Penix was asked about the fact that Parker Romo didn't know who Flo was. We're going to get to that in a minute. 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you guys as well. And by the way, if you have a question or two, legitimate question, send it to us, okay? Dukes and Bell 929. Tweet it at us. Send it to us, guys. And again, if we can get to those questions, a lot of times we agree on a lot of things with you guys. And,
right.
And if you think, hey, can you guys ask Ra this particular question? We'll be happy to do that, man. Maybe we start doing, Mike, one from our audience every week. Because
right.
We'd love to see how you're thinking about these situations.
Coach, how much do you look at win rate? And
No analytics. But no, we will talk about the game plan. Like, he's not going to sit there and go, guys, here's what we're going to do against Carolina. So if you're asking for game plan specific, you're not going to get that.
Not happening.
But everything else is certainly up there. Maybe some questions about why don't you just leave Koo, you know, and move on and turn the page and say that, you know, Parker Romo's our guy, or as Carl said, because you still want that insurance policy. But as I said on our pre-show today, that Koo is not exactly a hell of an insurance policy.
Not if you don't trust him.
I mean, yeah. You know, this ain't State Farm. It's more like the General.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, you got collision or something. I don't know what that deductible is, but I'm not so sure about that insurance policy.
Here is Penix. We were talking about, asked about Parker Romo, who he knew and who he didn't know. He didn't know Flo.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. I saw that. That was crazy. He ain't no Flo. That's crazy.
Yeah, and look, that's how I think a lot of people felt about it when you saw it. You're like, this guy don't know anybody. Literally, he showed up. There was a competition with six other kickers.
Right.
Right? He ends up getting the – like, this was an audition. Literally, call the next guy into the room. Parker walks in and like, right. You're going to be the guy. And he doesn't know half the guys on this team because he hasn't been here throughout camp. So I don't blame him for that, but it was fun. It was a fun moment for the Falcons and Michael Penix talking about that. I also want you to hear Penix talk about the fact, Mike, you asked me, and I think we talked about this, the checkdowns versus going down the field.
Right.
Right? Do we want to take more deep shots? Yes. Without a healthy Darnell Mooney, we haven't been able to do a lot of that in these first 2 weeks. But even without taking those deep shots, we've still been able to move the ball effectively. Listen, that Drake play was going to be a big chunk if he doesn't fumble, yeah. Doesn't get the ball stripped. But Penix and Big O back at the studio, I want to play the one where he talks about, you know, taking deep shots versus checkdowns. Here's Michael Penix.
I mean, yeah, just keep calling it. And for me, I got to protect the ball and just take what the defense give me. You know, obviously, like you said, don't force the ball. You know, we don't. That's the biggest thing. You know, we want to make sure that we win that turnover margin, and we don't want to give them the ball. So for me, it's just whenever they do take those away, you know, just taking my checkdowns and, you know, live the next play. So.
See, that's smart, man. I mean, honestly, as a young player, Mike, you want to make splash plays with his arm. You could probably figure out in your head. You think you can get in there. That's why I think the Bijan touchdown in game one was such a big deal. Just drop it off.
Right. And we said this, and we'll bring it up with Coach. I mean, you're talking to Zach. You know, when you're running the football for massive chunks, just keep running the football. I mean, there's nothing in the rule book that says you cannot run it, you know, 12 times in that drive and not throw it. You can do that. You know, and then that's why I said then let's get in that more of the play action. Dave Archer said it was just under a third of our plays were play action, which is cool, maybe more. And how comfortable are you with that? But, again, to me, the only thing missing right now is just getting more points on the board. And we know there's some games where, as good as our defense looks in a small sample size, there's going to be some games we're going to have to score a lot of points. So
yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we haven't gotten in one of those shootouts yet. And, you know, the Giants game and the Cowboys game is an example
of that. Well,
that
Buffalo game could be that game.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we know what Josh – look, Josh Allen is a one-man gang. You saw what James Cook did in week one. I mean, there's a lot of plays to be made on that. That's where – that will be a real litmus test. If we can get through, and you and I were just talking about this with the injuries, no news on A.J. Terrell. So, guys, they don't tell us anything. They don't tell the other media anything. It's close to the vest. What my spidey sense tells me is A.J. is probably going to miss this week, and maybe he should, knowing we got the early bye.
Yeah. I just don't want to force the issue, excuse me, with a hamstring
right.
And then have to worry about that the rest of the way. If this is week 15, there's a different approach.
Right.
This is week 3.
If you're going for the specific playoffs or the home field, but I just – you know what it is, guys. And I said, you and I said this yesterday. We all know a hamstring just requires rest, period.
Yeah. All right. One other thing from Penix is we're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We got a lot of Falcons to get to, and Coach is going to join us, we believe, right after practice coming up next hour. Usually it's 3:15-ish, maybe 3:30, depending on how long they go today, but they're getting ready for Carolina. Can you give me the Penix talking about Elijah Wilkinson? Because it was such a big concern. And again, the quarterback continues to be asked about how he feels about his right tackle. And, you know, whether you say it's the blind side, in fact, it is. When you turn your back and you're throwing that ball that particular way for a left-handed quarterback, here's what he said about Elijah.
It's been good, man. It's been good to be able to see him do what we expected him to do and what we thought he would do. So it's been awesome. You know, I mentioned it before, you know, obviously with Caleb going down, you know, it was tough to see. But, you know, for him to be able to come in, step in and, you know, play the way that he's been playing, you know, it's everything that we thought he would do. And we're excited to see that. So it's been awesome.
It is that he's done the job. And again, we just didn't know what he's capable of in that particular spot. Right.
He was
a guard.
Right.
And now you're going to tackle. I hear you. So Michael Penix is happy. We're happy. I do want to address something when it comes to Penix, though. Mike, a guy hit me up. He said, Dukes, I heard you talking a lot about Michael Penix and all these things you guys believed in going into the season. He had a really good game against Tampa. I will admit that. But he said, I just didn't know. It didn't feel like he had a great game against the Vikings. And my response, Mike, and I just want to talk about this for a second. Winning is winning. But every game, he's not throwing for 300 yards, okay? And the thing for me is he didn't give up the football. He didn't turn it over. And he took – that's why that first cut we played was so important, not the one about not knowing flow, the second one where he talks about taking what the defense gives you. Guys, Tom Brady made a living off of this. If it's not there, I'm going to take the 5 yards and live another day. And guess what? We get the move, the chains moving, and we go get a first down. What I'm telling you is the potential of what we feel like Michael Penix can be and what he ultimately is going to be, it's not shown its face yet. He's just been efficient. They were in the game. He tried to damn near win game one, wasn't able to do it. Right. Game two, take what they give me. We win the game. There's going to be this progression, Mike, where we start to see the things that we know he's capable of. So I'm not worried about that.
Right. And look, as you said, we're not going to apologize for a win. The run game was – he ran for 218 yards. Why is he going to try to throw for 300?
Makes no sense.
Not to mention, guys
–
you
play to win the game.
Thanks, Herm. But as we said – and look, the coaching staff wasn't going to cop to it, but Darnell Mooney wasn't 100%, and Drake certainly wasn't 100%. And we talked about – and Arch brought up yesterday, you know, guys squaring off their routes. I thought there were some plays that were left. We talked about why the passes to the end zone look so bad. Arch is of the opinion right receivers weren't where they needed to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a whole package that goes into evaluating the quarterback. Last week, he ran – he made an unbelievable death-defying, gravity-defying leap and dove in for a touchdown, and he throws for 298 yards. So now he throws for 135. He ain't the man. Some of you guys are like little kids with this stuff. I mean, you got to see the big picture.
But this gets back to the whole numbers thing that everybody's caught up in.
And as I said, you can have – you look at some of the numbers. I don't care. If Patrick Mahomes throws for 140 and they
doesn't
win,
matter.
Does it matter?
No.
I mean, Jalen Hurts, they've won a Super Bowl with him barely going over 200 yards. Do you care?
No.
You know, if you want to go have a barbershop debate, is Jalen Hurts elite, or you want to go debate that with all the player haters like Cam Newton about it, knock yourself out. All I want to do is win a Super Bowl.
Egregious. 404-726-0929. Do not get caught up in that. Please don't. He is showing you winning tendencies, and he's not giving the ball away.
Right. No, like there were pass plays that didn't look right. I'm with you. I get if the texture – you're talking about that. But the passing game, you know, we know this guy can do it. Did you not see what he did against the Commanders in a must-win game on national TV in just his second start?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy can throw – man, this guy can pull the trigger. The pass, unfortunately, that Drake London fumbles was a laser. I mean, he popped that thing. Has a tight window, man. Put that thing right where it needed to be.
No doubt. All right. Just wanted to address it. I mean, sometimes we go, oh, this guy's going to be great. He is great. He's doing his job, right? And you could argue it wasn't his fault we didn't win the first game.
No.
That wasn't on him.
He doesn't play defensive end who didn't get a quarterback on the ground or drop some interceptions.
That's exactly right. All right, 404-726-0929. A lot more to get to. Daily downloads on the way. Guys, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let the wise guys lighten and brighten your holidays this year. And also on the way, we will get a chance, as we mentioned, to talk to Jake Matthews here. And our buddy Wes Durham is going to join us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We always love talking Falcons with him, but he does so much college football. We'll get into that as well. Mike, the Dabo Swinney thing, man, you know, we talk about going viral these days. It's beyond viral. Like, that thing just blew up.
Yeah, man. All the text messages, I'm praying for you. Everybody's sending me devotions. And
I got a kick. I was on Twitter last night, and a guy hit me up on Twitter, younger guy. And he goes, can I DM because it's too long to just tweet? I said, sure. Anyway, I weep for our future. He had to go look up Richard Nixon.
Wow.
You never heard of Richard Nixon?
He didn't know he was the president?
Watergate? I mean, I know we had to tell one of our update guys about China's history, but I was like, so he went back and looked up. I go, look up Nixon. You won't have Nixon to kick around anymore. He goes, wow, that sounded a lot like Dabo. I go, yes, that was my reference point. So I don't want to say what school district this kid was in, but I mean, you should know about every scandal heretofore has the prefix gate on it because of Watergate.
Yes.
And when Richard, for those who didn't hear it yesterday, Dabo basically, you're not going to have me to kick around anymore. That was like Nixon's, you know, I'm not a crook. Well,
yes.
But then there was on his way out, you know, that just basically you're all against me and that kind of paranoia. And look, as we said yesterday, you know, Dabo fans have come to expect him to be, you know, as Kirby would say, elite. Look, dog fans will turn on Kirby if they don't start winning more national championships in a year or two. You know how it goes. It's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
It is.
Not fair.
I don't know how old you are.
It is.
Don't really care.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You know, I always say, Mike, when it comes to these coaches, and we're going to dive more into this as part of the Dog Report, go around college football. Again, Dogs get a week before Alabama. So it's a good week to kind of regroup after that amazing win. And sometimes, guys, we know this. You have letdowns after emotional wins like that. So it's kind of good that they get a break. But it's how you lose. And I think that's what's irking Clemson fans.
Right. And look.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Part of this is Dabo dragged his feet. I think if Dabo embraces the transfer portal, the teams he had 2 years ago when it first opened.
Get there.
Do you feel, or if they pumped up the NIL and passed the hat some more? I don't know. Because, you know, he was slow rolling NIL in the transfer portal. One thing about Saban would bellyache about it, but he'd pivot. You know, I mean, he'd use his pulpit to say, this is wrong with college football. Now I'm going to go do it.
Correct.
You know, I don't like it, but I got to go do it to compete.
Because he was smart. How many people watched Georgia-Tennessee? You might be surprised. And why it matters, coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I get in all the text messages. I'm praying for you. Everybody's sending me devotions. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.